This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has a new Office of School Violence. The office will oversee a crisis response team that can help schools respond to violent incidents. It will also oversee several grant programs to help schools try to prevent and respond to violence. It was signed by Governor Polis on Thursday. The city of Denver is moving forward to restore the South Platte River and prevent future floods. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports that's after the river flooded and killed more than 20 people in the 60s.
City Council approved a partnership with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the project. $350 million in federal funding will go toward flood prevention and restoring ecosystems. The project will also jumpstart pedestrian and cyclist upgrades to the South Platte River Trail. City officials say most of the improvements will take place in historically underinvested communities. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Colorado's Democratic senators joined a bipartisan group and introduced a bill that gives cannabis businesses access to banking services. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Secure and Fair Enforcement Banking Act would allow legally operating cannabis businesses to obtain bank accounts, credit cards, and checks without fearing federal regulators. Most legal cannabis businesses are denied banking services due to the concern banks have over federal prosecution. Most of cannabis businesses use cash only. The Senate hasn't discussed the bill, even though it's passed the House six times. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.